Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I was just like going over the bowl games that are going to be played between now and the national championship. And I was thinking about the bowl games that have been played. And I just want to say they're just pathetic. I just think they've been absolutely awful. I mean, literally, it's just been the worst thing ever. Like, I have noticed that these bowl games are a joke. They don't matter. Nobody plays. All the players that are transferring that play still on their team are phonies. I think that's ridiculous. Are you kidding me? You're transferring from my program, but you want to play in our bowl game? You're leaving, but you still want to play in our bowl game? How does screw you sound? I would no more let a guy that's transferring from my program to another program to whatever, better himself, whatever you want to call it, play in a bowl game with my guys now than fly a kite. Like, you got to be kidding me. You're going to stab me in the chest, and then I'm going to still let you play in the bowl game? Tulane had about 15, 20 guys that are transferring playing in their bowl game. I'm glad they got their ass beat in the rain. So here's what's going on. Like, even during this show, you got NC State and Kansas State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando. What a waste of time that is. Honestly, let's just get down to business. Arizona and Oklahoma. No one's playing. Dylan Gabriel's gone. Oklahoma's getting 2.5. Their quarterback's gone. He's going to Oregon. See you later. Bye-bye. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Think about the games that you've seen, right? Let's go back and look at some of them. Ohio and Georgia Southern in the Myrtle Beach Bowl. They beat them by 20. Ohio won the game by 20. It was a horrible game. It was so boring. I was picking my nose. Louisiana lost to Jacksonville State in overtime in the New Orleans Bowl. No one cared. Not even people in Louisiana. Not even people in New Orleans cared about that game. Appalachian State beat Miami of Ohio. Bad weather. That was the Avocado Bowl or something. I don't even know. The Cure Bowl, whatever they want to call it. Fresno State whooped up on New Mexico State. Who in their right mind would watch that game or go to that game for that matter? UCLA beat Boise in the Brands LA Bowl, the Rob Gronkowski Bowl. How stupid was this idea? I mean, do people really want to go on cruises with Rob Gronkowski? Do they really want to go to bowl games where he's singing pathetically the national anthem and butchering it like Roseanne did? I mean, honestly, the Independence Bowl, Texas Tech beat up on Cal, another crappy game, 34-14. Then you had Western Kentucky and Old Dominion. No one even knows where those schools are. That was the Toastery Bowl. Like, yeah, French toast. You heard me. And then Texas San Antonio crushed Marshall in Frisco, Texas in the Frisco Bowl. How about San Francisco instead of Frisco? No one even calls San Francisco Frisco. You get whooped up on if you say that in San Francisco. South Florida and Syracuse in the Boca Raton Bowl. Can you imagine how bad this game was? 45-0, South Florida. Syracuse should be banned from playing in bowl games permanently after losing 45-0. How bad do you suck? that you get beat in a bowl game 45-0. You didn't even show up for your own bowl game. Georgia Tech beat Central Florida in the Gasparilla Bowl. What is that, Gasparilla? No one can even tell me what that is. And then Duke beat Troy. That was the Birmingham Bowl. I have to tell you, I watched this game. It was so boring. I'd rather watch reruns of soap operas. I mean, I'm not even kidding. The Camellia Bowl, Northern Illinois and Arkansas State. Now, honestly, does anyone know anyone that ever went to either one of those schools? Like, do you have any friends that went to either one of them? Arkansas State or Northern Illinois? Yes, I'm making fun of your school right now. I am. Air Force beat James Madison 31-21 in the Armed Forces Bowl. Well, go figure. The game was fixed for Air Force because they're in the Armed Forces. James Madison wins 11 games, and then they can't beat Air Force. I have seen it all. The Potato Bowl. No one wants to go to the Potato Bowl. No one wants to go to Boise to the Potato Bowl. Georgia State did. 45-22, they beat Utah State. Then the Venture Bowl. South Alabama 59-10 over Eastern Michigan. When you lose that bad, like Syracuse did, Eastern Michigan should be banned from playing in bowl games. When you lose by 49 points and 45 points, respectively. Northwestern beat Utah in the Las Vegas Bowl 14-7. I would rather watch hookers at the bar hitting on married men in Las Vegas than watch Northwestern play Utah. And I mean it. The Hawaii Bowl, Coastal beat up on San Jose State. Mind you, San Jose State was favored by 10. They got beat by 10. Then I topped it off by watching a game at Ford Field the other day. Minnesota beat Bowling Green 30-24. Now, it would seem like that was a good bowl game, right, with close score and everything like that. Honestly, that game, it seemed like to me it took 8 hours. It was so boring, it took 8 hours to play a 2.5-hour game. Texas State beat up on Rice down in Dallas, 45-21. It was like they were playing at a high school field at Gerald Ford Stadium in Dallas. That's where SMU plays. Kansas beat UNLV in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, 49-36. Christ, at least there were some scoring and some excitement and a relatively close game. You know, they were favored Kansas by 13, then it went down to 10, and then they beat them by 13. And then how about Louisville? This was like last night. They were favored by 7 over USC, and USC spanked their ass 42-28. I mean, you can't count on any team at all. Zero. You have no chance of telling me who's going to win a bowl game based on the fact that none of the starters play, none of the guys going to the NFL draft play, all the transfer guys play backstabbers that they are, or they quit and leave. I mean, these games should never be played ever again. I don't know why they have bowl games. What they should do is, in my opinion, next year you get the 12-team playoff. That's it. 12 teams should make the playoff. Everybody else, screw you. You're not going to a bowl game because bowl games are awful. That was the Holiday Bowl. Brought to you by DirecTV. Very exciting. Do people still have satellite television? Do they really? I've never seen anyone with that ever in like the last 10 years. Oklahoma State beat A&M 31-23. How about this game? First play of the game, the A&M quarterback like broke his arm, and that was all she wrote for the Aggies all night. Now, Vatek beat Tulane, I told you, 41-20. The only thing exciting about the GoBowling.com Military Bowl in Annapolis, it wasn't the game. No, it wasn't the game at all. It was that it was pouring rain like you've never seen in your life. It may have been the wettest game ever played. There was like 50 turnovers. It was like they were playing in a bowl of soup. Vatek won the game. West Virginia beat up on North Carolina in the Mayonnaise Bowl. No one wants to have mayonnaise poured on them. The winning team coach gets mayonnaise douched on him, and I just don't see how that's good for you. And then at one point, they showed the announcers eating nachos with mayonnaise. No one. I don't do sour cream, let alone mayonnaise. I don't do anything like gooey. I'm not like, yeah, cheese too. Not into gooey things. I'm not into yogurt. I'm not into applesauce or wet tacos, you know, soft tacos. I like hard-shelled tacos. I don't do, like, gooey things. I don't do oatmeal. You heard me. Now, tomorrow, you got Oregon State and Notre Dame in the Sun Bowl. Will anyone be playing in that game at all? I know Sam Quitter Hartman isn't playing in the game. He left. DJ Oogaloogaloogaloogalele, he's quitting Oregon State and leaving. So screw that game in El Paso. They used to matter and used to be cool. Now it sucks. The Gator Bowl, Clemson and Kentucky. Yawn. That one's in Jacksonville tomorrow. Memphis and Iowa State. I would rather be pregnant. That's right, me, pregnant. Then watch Memphis and Iowa State do anything together, Liberty Bowl or otherwise. Missouri and Ohio State, the Cotton Bowl. I mean, is anyone playing in that game either? I like the quarterback for Missouri. I hope Ohio State loses. Saturday, Ole Miss and Penn State in the Peach Bowl. Auburn and Maryland in the Music City Bowl. Georgia and Florida State in the Orange Bowl. How about Florida State? They're going to have like 35 guys not playing in the game. Toledo and Wyoming in the Arizona Bowl. Is that really a bowl game, Toledo and Wyoming? How is that happening? Look, I know all that matters. It's certainly not Wisconsin and LSU in their bowl game in Tampa, or Liberty in Oregon and Glendale in the Fiesta Bowl, Iowa, Tennessee. Tennessee quarterback Milton just pulled out of the Citrus Bowl. All that matters is Alabama and Michigan. I'll be live with Blewett and Sermonello from the Sports Grid Studios down the shore for that game. Texas, Washington to follow. I think the bowl games are awful.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.